We rented one this last summer, my son did, up there near Janesville. Almost a duplicate of it, but it was a two-story affair. It made of logs. And on the lake, we had a wonderful time on that, but it was an old-fashioned house. It was very comfortable, but we had it air-conditioned several of the rooms. We lived in it in the wintertime, in the summertime, we rented it to Janesville. But he worked up north. He come down here in the winter, stayed 2 months in that house, and rent it the rest of the time. Charge $125 a month to rent it. And you have to check in everything and check out everything. But I built 3 of his fishing poles. I set them in the catfish coat, one of them broke it, another was tatted off. We had to pay for 2 fishing poles. Nice place. I hope Jim will get it this summer, but he's not going to. He's going out west, I think, this summer.
The house that you, when you worked, your dad was working at the phosphate mine, how many rooms did that house have?
We didn't have enough. I'd sleep 3 in the room, 3 girls, 3 boys. I imagine most of them only had 4 to 5 rooms, 4 to 6 rooms. But we were a big family, we were entitled to a larger house. That's the one they furnished you with, a larger house. A larger house had 6, had 4 bedrooms. No parlor, but 4 bedrooms and a kitchen and dining room.
Didn't have any
just square porch. It had a porch in front and back. One screen, just a porch.
Did you have a living room or anything like that?
We used one bedroom for a living room.
Yes. It had a back porch too?
Yeah. It had one screen.
That log house, what kind of furniture? Can you tell me about the furniture you had in there?
Well, we had modern furniture, but we had bought it. We carried it with us everywhere we went. Like it is now, but it was fairly modern for the time. My big house over there had some old fashioned furniture in it. I bought the table, you know, it's that big mahogany table and that sideboard. I bought that from the big house. I bought that with her when I married the second time, and my family got so big I had to have a bigger house. My old mother-in-law was staying with me. So I got the biggest house in town. And the oldest house in town, built in 1913. But it was kept up. Man, I bought it from Wealthy, and he just kept it up to date all the time. And I got that, he didn't have it air conditioned, and he didn't have it ventilated with an attic fan, and of course, air conditioning wasn't as common as it is now, 25 years ago. A lot of people had it, but it wasn't used as much. I got the air cooler. The holes in the eaves of the house and put 2 big fans up in the attic. That lady fans and pulled the air through them from the bottom of the house all the way up out the attic. I cooled it off quite a bit with those 2 big fans, one of them 4 or 5 feet. I got one up in the attic there. Before you get air conditioning, they were the thing to have. And we made it fairly cool.